Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, the Nebraska Family Alliance team has been sharing stories of what we are thankful for. Joining me today is Rachel Mentor. She is our administrator and special projects coordinator. Rachel, it's just great to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Karen.
Today, you're going to share something about what you are thankful for.
Yes. One thing that I am especially thankful for this year is our new house. Me and my husband, Joel, we've been married for 3 years. And in May, we purchased our first home, and we are so excited. It's been a lot of work getting used to being homeowners, but it is a great new journey to be on together. And we are just so excited to have a place of our own.
That's really neat. I remember the first time I purchased a home, and it always kind of has a tender spot because it's like you're setting legacy for the years to come. Rachel, tell me, when did you give your life to the Lord? When did you say yes to Jesus?
Well, I was raised in church, and so I think I was probably pretty young, maybe 8 years old, when my dad sat down with me and we read the Bible and I gave my heart to Jesus. However, just throughout the teenage years, definitely struggling with my faith and trying to decide, what did it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to follow the Lord? And so definitely in moving here to Lincoln, I kind of rediscovered my faith in the Lord and just really understanding what it means to be his child and to just continually lean on his grace.
That's wonderful. You know, we all have a story, and it's wonderful how God writes that story in each of us. So I know one of the other things you do at NFA, you get to answer our phone and talk to our donors and talk to the people that are interested in things. Can you just say thanks to the people out there that help NFA exist by being generous donors?
Oh, it is so encouraging, Karen, to answer phone calls and get to help answer questions that people might have. But at the end of so many of those conversations, people just say, thank you so much for what you do. And I just always want to say back to them, no, thank you. Thank you because you're the reason NFA exists.
So Rachel and I and all of the NFA team wish you a blessed Thanksgiving.